commence our service of worship today by singing together the hymn number 386. 386 on the page 332. Love divine, O love's excelling, joy of heaven to earth condign, fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful
mercies crown. The hymn number 386, standing as we sing. Unite our hearts together in prayer. Let us just look to the Lord, praying for a sense of his presence, and that we might know his blessing and hear his speaking voice today to our hearts. Our loving God, our gracious, eternal Father in heaven, we do rejoice in thy goodness and in thy mercy that finds us here in the house of the Lord to praise thee and to worship thee. The psalmist of old could say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. The psalmist rejoice in a day in thy courts in the presence of the Lord. And Father, we come to thee today rejoicing in our hearts for all of thy goodness and mercy. Yet, O God, we come in no merit of our own. We realize we have nothing in ourselves to offer thee. But we thank thee, Father, that we are accepted through thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and our blessed and only Redeemer. We thank thee that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of sinners. We thank thee for the great message of the gospel, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And Father, we thank that Christ accomplished that great plan of redemption for us by his death, that once for all sacrifice for sin upon the cross. We thank thee for his perfect life, that he was without spot, without blemish. We thank thee, Father, that he kept the law of God perfectly for us. And Father, we thank thee that he paid the debt of our sin in full. He suffered upon himself the wrath of God, the penalty of sin that was our due. He bore upon himself. And thy word declares that the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. And Father, we thank thee that on that cross he cried out, "It is finished." And Lord, we thank thee that he offered himself a complete atonement for sin. And Father, we thank thee that he triumphed over death, triumphed over the grave. And Father, we thank that he rose again victorious, alive forevermore. And we rejoice, O God, today that we serve and we worship and we preach and proclaim a living Savior, one who sits upon the throne, one who ever lives to intercede for the people of God, one who has promised, "I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And Father, we pray for thy blessing, O God, upon our coming together here in these special missionary services here today. We pray for a gracious, conscious sense of the presence of the Lord in our midst. Draw near, O God, we ask of thee. Open up every heart, even like Lydia's of old, from the very youngest to the oldest, to hear what God the Lord would say. Bless every believer in Christ in our meeting. Encourage, lead thy people on with thyself. Draw us closer, Lord, to thee. Help us to die to sin, die to the world and to the ways of this evil age more and more. Help us to live unto Christ. Help us to press on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Help us also, Lord, to remember that we have only one life to live. And help us to live that life for God, for thy glory, and for thy service, and for the spread of the gospel. Remember, Lord, any in our gathering today may be walking afar from thee. Give restoring grace, we pray. Any, Lord, going through times of trial and testing, Lord, strengthen them. Uphold them. We thank that there's always grace sufficient for our every need. And for any with us today not saved, O Lord, may that alarm sound within their heart. May they realize, O God, that this week they're a week nearer eternity than they were this time last week. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt impress upon them the need to prepare to meet God, for none of us know what a day can bring forth. And Father, we pray that thou wilt speak to such even today, and that they might close in with Christ and put their trust in him as their own and personal Savior. We're mindful of those unable to be with us today because of age and sickness and infirmity. The Lord bless them, minister to them by the grace and by the power of God divine. Remember, Lord, those that have suffered loss, comfort their hearts. Be unto them all that they would need and require in their time of need, we pray. And Father, we pray that they would know that underneath and all around are the everlasting arms of the Savior. Again, we thank thee for our Sabbath school and Bible class this morning. Bless thy word, and it's already went forth. And bless every member of our Sunday school with salvation early in life. Lead them and guide them in the ways of the Lord. Do remember the ongoing work of Bethel Children's Crusade. We thank thee for the children that are reached, many of them week by week, with the gospel. Through this ministry we ask, and we pray, Lord, even as the spring term comes to a close, that there'll be those who will trust thee and follow on to serve thee, we pray. Remember our young people, bless them. Those that are with us here today, guide them in thy ways, and those that are at the Castle Wellen weekend as well, may they know thy blessing and grace there to be their portion, we ask. Remember our brethren in that mission, the final meeting of it in Isle of Man today. We thank thee for blessing, for answering prayer, for bringing visitors in unto the sound of thy word. And Father, we pray that thou would save and beseech of thee. Bless your servant today who has come to minister thy word. We thank thee for him. We thank thee for saving him and calling him into the work of the ministry. And bless him today as he brings the missionary report on behalf of our mission board. And then, Lord, as he would preach thy word, may that power that comes from on high be upon thy servant and be unto him all that he would need and require. And use him for thy glory and honor, even amongst us here today. Bless his own congregation there and learn. Strengthen their hand in God. And add to that work, Lord, such as should be saved. Bless his wife and his family, meet their needs, and encourage them greatly in the Lord. Do remember our land today. May thy blessing be upon it, O God, we pray. Have mercy upon it. Grant us days of reviving and reformation. Remember our royal family and our king. Have mercy upon them. We pray that thou would save them and that they would be guided by thy word and by thy truth. And Lord, those that rule in our land and in our nation, have mercy, Lord, upon them. Turn them from darkness of sin and the follies of men to the light of thy word. And may they know what it is to be guided by thy word. Those that would seek to promote that which is contrary to thy word, we pray that thou would bring their plans, O God, to nothing we ask of thee. Bless our missionaries today at home and abroad, and those that are far from home. Lord, bless them and encourage them. May the hand of the Lord be upon them for good. We do thank thee for our mission board. Lord, bless it. We thank thee for its reach under God to many parts of the world. And even as we hear of some of that today, we pray that we'd be greatly blessed and encouraged. And even through these missionary meetings today, that thou would challenge hearts even to serve thee, be it here at home or be it further afield. We leave this now with thee. Have thy way amongst us. Cleanse us from all sin. Outpour thy Spirit upon us and glorify the Savior, in whose name we do pray and do ask all these things. Amen. Turning again, please, in our hymn book to the hymn number 678. It's a great missionary hymn, 678. We've heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saves. Jesus saves. 678 will stand as we sing. Can I welcome everyone this Lord's Day morning to this, the first meeting of our Lord's Day Missionary Sunday. It's good to see all who have gathered with us here today. And we pray the Lord would richly bless you around God's Word. If you're a believer, may you be strengthened, led on with the Lord, and challenged even about missionary service, be it at home here, further afield. If you're not saved today, even today, may this be the day of your salvation. We also welcome those viewing online. We thank you for joining with us. We pray the Lord will bless you today also through God's Word. We give a special welcome to our guest preacher this morning, the Reverend David Brown, minister of our church in Larne. He's come here today to represent our church, Free Presbyterian Church Mission Board, and he'll be bringing God's Word shortly, and he'll also be giving a report on various missionary aspects that are connected with our church out in the Far East, and we look forward to that. And can I just say, in connection with that report, through to really security issues and welfare for the believers in these areas, we can't broadcast that report live online, so we'll not be streaming that report, but then once the report is over, you are able to listen again online to our brother as he preaches God's Word. Can I just leave some announcements with you? We also welcome the Reverend Brown's wife and family. We see we have them with us as well at the back, and you're very welcome. Nice to see you with us here today. The evening prayer meeting tonight, 6:30, and then the final of our special missionary meetings today, the Reverend Ray Kerskadden will be with us to preach, and he'll also be speaking about his call to the land of Uganda, as he hopes to go there soon with his wife and family to take up the work there, and he'll be laying the burden of that work before us. So do remember that, please. And we encourage you to come back again tonight. Make the meetings known. Do all you can to invite and to encourage others in under the sound of God's Word. And I just say that all the loose offerings today, and also all envelopes marked Uganda offering, that will go towards the support of the Kerskadens as they go out to take up that work in Uganda. So do remember that, please. Tuesday night here in the church, 8 p.m., the midweek prayer meeting and Bible study. We belong to take that meeting. Trust as many as possible will gather, and then that will be followed by a short meeting of the church session at 9:30 on Tuesday evening. Do remember the children's meetings this week. This is really the final week of the spring term for the children's meetings. Tuesday night, Tresna, 6:30. Thursday night, Maguire's Bridge, 6:30. And then here in Bethel, Friday night at 6:30. And be much in prayer for those final meetings this week of the spring term. The youth fellowship meeting, Friday night here in the church at 8 p.m. We commend that to all the young people. Trust as many as possible will gather. And also this coming Friday night, 8 p.m., is a monthly presbytery meeting for our elders, and that is in Clogher Valley Free Presbyterian Church. Next Lord's Day, the 7th of May, is Coronation Sunday. Sabbath school and Bible class, 11 a.m. Morning worship service, 12 noon. The evening gospel service at 7 p.m. Both services preceded. By the half hour of prayer, we belong to Bring God's Word. And the soloist at the evening service will be our brother, Mr. Gordon Quinn, from Kilskerry. So do remember these meetings. Plan to join with us and invite and encourage others in. In the morning meeting, we'll be preaching on the subject, God's Manual for Kings and Those Who Reign. And then in the evening, we'll be speaking on the subject, Preparing to Meet the King of Kings. So remember these meetings. Pray for them. Plan to join with us and invite our others in under the sound of God's Word. Can also just say, due to the coronation Monday bank holiday, the ladies' fellowship meeting will be moved back a week to Monday, the 15th of May at 8 p.m. So that's back to the third Monday of the month. So do remember that, ladies. Our annual church barbecue will be on Friday night, the 9th of June, Castle Archdale at 7:30. This is the same venue as last year. And all members and friends of the congregation are most welcome to come along and invite others as well. Adults is priced at £5, all children free, all going due. Please put your name on the sheet out there on the table on the porch. As we mentioned last week as well, our committee are seeking to draw up a new tea roto for anyone wishing to help with suppers for visiting speakers and singers. And if you can help with this ministry, just put your name and phone number on the sheet out there on the table on the porch. The next Consider Christ outreach will be Saturday, the 20th of May, down to County Longford and Roscommon. Pray for that. And anyone wishing to go or help, do let us know. Then just as a church, we'd like to express our sincere Christian sympathy to Mrs. Louise Thompson and her family. Her husband died as a result of an accident on Friday. So do pray for the family at this very sad time, that they know the Lord's comfort and grace at this time of loss. That's all by way of necessary announcements. We're turning again in our hymn book to hymn number 480. We don't take up an offering, but do remember the offering plates as you leave. This is a wonderful hymn. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain, I count but loss and poor contempt in all my pride. We'll stand as we sing the hymn number 480. Let's stand as we sing. Servant, we pray the Lord will bless him as he brings the report and leaves the burden of these missionary works before us, and then bring God's word. May the Lord's hand of blessing be upon him for good.
I want you to turn to the Gospel of Matthew, please. Matthew chapter 16. It's only a few words that I want to preach on, and it is a portion that you will be very familiar with. Matthew 16 and the verse 13. When Jesus came. Now just pause there for a wee minute. What did we just read? We just read that God the Son, God incarnate, came into a particular location on planet Earth to speak to men. Already that's astounding. He has come. So, verse 13. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He's spot on right. Great statement. Great theological statement. Verse 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Verse 18. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Men and women, what I want to leave with you really is the second part of verse 18. We're not going to take time to consider anything else other than those closing words where the Lord said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. A familiar portion of God's word, but I believe particularly applicable for what we are looking at here today. I draw your attention to the word gates there at the end of the verse. Gates. But here's what thrills me. They are the gates of where? Hell. They're hell's gates. Now, think for a little minute here. Why do you put gates up? What's the purpose in that? Well, you put gates up maybe to keep the neighbors out. Or maybe if you're more rural, might keep the cows out. I don't know. But you put gates out. You put gates up to keep the enemy out, as it were. Not saying your neighbor's your enemy, but you understand what I mean. You erect something to keep others out. But furthermore, especially if you're a parent, you understand that you set gates up to keep what you have in. So it's all about keeping a hold of what you have. And we are told here, as the Lord gives us this picture, and he describes hell, the kingdom of hell, as having gates to keep what's in there. So understand what that means. It's not the church that's on the defensive. We're not the ones building gates to keep what we have. We are on the offensive. We are the ones on the attack. We are the ones pushing against the gates of hell. Because listen, God doesn't need gates to protect what he has. What God holds in his hand, no one will remove. You cannot. If you're in the Lamb's Book of Life, your name cannot be removed. The Lord doesn't need gates, but hell does. So you and I, as the church, we're on the offensive. So three things I want you to see here. Firstly, the confidence that this verse implants. Look at the first word of our reading. So we're in verse 18. Now we're halfway down the verse, and it's the pronoun I. Upon this rock, I will build my church. And that wee pronoun I, you can't read it and think about it, and it doesn't give you confidence. You see, I will build my church, the Lord said. Who is the I? It's referring to Christ, not me. Not you. The verse doesn't say, thou shalt build my church. No. Praise God. God said, I'm going to build it. So we're talking here, we're talking about the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent one, the one who is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present. He's with you here in Enniskillen, with us in Lorne, with the folk in India, in Nepal, in Pakistan, in the Philippines, all simultaneously. We have a God who is sufficient. He is enough for all of his people who meet anywhere in the world. You can't read that pronoun, I, and not be thrilled. This is who's building. This is who's doing the work. It's not by might. It's not by power, but by my Spirit, the Lord said, the work will be done. And that must drive you and me to our knees in prayer. Lord, if you're the one doing the work, we want to see the work done in Enniskillen. We want to see the work done in Pakistan, in the Philippines, in Nepal, in India. Lord, if you're the one who does it, do it, Lord. As thou hast promised, activate work and labor. Now, I want you to see, secondly here, the certainty this verse implants. There's a confidence, but there's a certainty, and it's the wee word, will. I will. The Lord didn't say to his disciples here, as he gathered them all around, he didn't say to them, you know, gentlemen, all being well, here's the plan. We'll do this, this, and this, and hopefully we'll have something at the end of it. You know the way you and I make plans to go on holidays? Or maybe you're going to do a job. You'll sit down with whoever it is and we'll say, here's the goal. Here's what we're going to attempt to do. All being well, we'll accomplish this by the end of the month or year or whenever it is. The Lord doesn't speak in those terms. There's zero uncertainty, but absolute certainty. Okay. I will build my church now. Let's just pause for a second. I don't want you misunderstanding this and sitting back to think, well, if the Lord's going to build his church, if it's his work and he's going to do it, well, he can do it without me. It'll happen without my participation. That would be a gross, horrible misunderstanding of this text. You see, when you and I read the statement where it says, I will build my church, here should be our response. Lord, if you're going to build your church, use me. I want to be an instrument. Employ me, equip me, that I may do something in this world. Give me the privilege of serving you in some capacity, big or small. But if you're going to build your church, Lord, I want and I need to be part of that. That's the response to this portion. Can I give you an example of this? Remember in the book of Ezra, there were three occasions when the people were brought out of Babylon. Remember, Israel, because of their sins, ended up in Babylon. But when their time in Babylon came to an end, there were group after group that came out. And the first group that came out, it was a man called Zerubbabel that led them out. So he took the first group, then Ezra, and so on. But anyway, Zerubbabel brought his group out from Babylon and brought them back into the promised land, Israel. And when they were there, they were tasked with the job of building the church. That was their remit. And they began to do so. They laid the foundation. Things were going relatively well. But the people, well, they became discouraged. You can read that for yourself in the book of Ezra. And they became so discouraged that they thought, well, it's obviously not God's will to build the temple right now. So they stopped. You ever felt like that? The work's so hard. There's so many discouragements. Maybe it's not God's will. Take that statement and send it back to the pit from where it came, for that is the devil's lie. We just read, I will build my church. It's always God's will to build his church. It's God's will now for the church to be built here in Enniskillen, Larne, on the mission field. Do not believe anything else. But here's the thing, the people became discouraged. Now what happened? You can read and you can take some time perhaps today to go home and read the prophets Haggai and Zechariah. And the Lord employed those two men to go and preach to the people in Zechariah's day. And first of all, rebuked them for not working. And secondly, to encourage them to get back to the work. And the people did get back to the work. And the house of God eventually was built. You see, the Lord said, I will build my church, but he has chosen to do that through his own people, you and me. And so if you and I aren't working, then the work of God stops. And I want you to feel the pressure of that. If one man, one woman lays down the tools, that job stops. So, firstly, we have seen the confidence this verse implants. Secondly, the certainty it implants, I will. And then the concern this verse implants. Because read verse 18 with me again, okay? The latter part, where it says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So here again are these gates. They are set up to keep in what's there. Now, to stay with the illustration which the Lord was using, you and I have to ask, well, what's behind those gates? There's gates, and the devil and hell's keeping something in there. What are they keeping in? I tell you what they're keeping in. Parents, your children. Folks, your neighbors. Nepali people. Indian people. That's who's behind those gates. Real people who, if they are not rescued from behind those gates, they will be in hell forevermore. So do not again miss the importance of the Lord's teaching here. You cannot but feel a concern for those who are there. People who are blinded. People who are bound. People whom the devil will love to see join him in hell forevermore. And what's our remit? How do we respond to that reality? We appeal to the words of Christ, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And lo, I, the same I as in our text, I will build my church. The Lord also said, I will be with you. Because he's the one building, so he has to be with us. And he promised that he will. So, just then, conclusion here then, men and women. The Lord will build his church. Always keep that in mind. It's not ours. It's not ours. It's a privilege for us to be in the church. It's a joy for us to participate and gather with the people of God and worship him who's currently on the throne, the resurrected Savior. And just, you know, as I say that, there's one thing, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, whether you're in Pakistan or India or Larn or wherever, there's one truth that silences every objection, every false religion. There's one argument that silences it all. It's the resurrection. He is risen. That's why in the book of Acts, the disciples are always preaching the resurrection. Now, the resurrected Savior is building his church, and he is going to continue to build his church. The question this morning is this. Are you going to be part of that? Are you going to do something to work alongside the Lord that he will work through you to build his church? Or are you happy folding your arms and doing nothing? How do you help the Lord build his church? How do you participate in that work? There's lots of ways. Obviously, the first one is prayerfully. Genuinely, discipline yourself. Maybe get a list. There's plenty of lists out there from the Missionary Council and so on. You can pray for missionaries every day. Do that. Do that. Practically, you can give so that the work of God is not hindered by lack of finance. And that's often what we find, particularly in Asia. The work of God is hindered because of the lack of finance. So there's a financial way that you can help the work of God. You can also go. You might not be able to go for 10 years. Maybe you can go for a month. Maybe you can take time to write to a missionary. A wee note, a wee letter, I'm praying for you. I haven't forgot about you. That's encouraging. Or perhaps today, the Lord would have something else. He would have all your time. And today the Lord would have you on the field. I don't know where, but there is a need. for people from this gospel-saturated nation who are schooled in truth to go and just simply tell people behind the gates of hell, Christ died for you. Trust in him. Get away from Hinduism. Get away from all the Muslim stuff. Come to Christ and be ready for time and for eternity. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you today. Remember the mission board. Remember yourselves that God will help you and enable you to participate in this great work. Reverend Porter, thank you.
We're just going to turn, please, in closing in our hymn book to the hymn number 512. 512 for our closing hymn. I'd like to thank the Lord's servant today for coming, bringing that very encouraging report and enlightening of what God is doing out there in the East. And we encourage you to take these matters to heart and to pray. Pray day by day that the Lord would bless and meet every need. And we thank the challenge also of God's word through his servant today. What an encouragement that Christ is building his church. Christ is on the throne and he will continue to build his church right to the very end of time. And oh, that each and every one of us would be labors together with God, the Bible says, doing what we can, wherever we can, to help further the cause of the gospel and God's work, both here or further afield. And this is a great missionary hymn, 512. Give me the faith which can remove and sink the mountain to a plain. Give me the childlike praying love which longs to build thy house again. Thy love let it my heart o'erpower and all my yearning soul desire. We're going to sing the first verse and then verses 4 and 5. Verse 1, verse 4 and verse 5, standing as we sing 512. Remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy presence. We thank thee for the report that we've heard today of these works in the Far East, and we bring them before Thee in faith. We pray Thou would bless them and all that is concerned in them, even through the links with our own mission board, and that they might be a great help, that they might be fellow helpers with these believers in these places, and that through their counsel, through their ministry, O God, that souls will be saved, that believers will be blessed in these countries, and that the work of the gospel would go forward in a mighty way, even in revival power. We thank Thee for Your word today. Lord, bless it to our hearts. We thank Thee that Thou art upon the throne, that Thou art building Thy church. And we thank Thee, O God, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Lord, bless us as Your people. Lord, increase our faith. Lord, as we've been singing, give us that faith which longs to build Thy house again. How the disciples prayed, Lord, increase our faith. The Lord, the hymn writer also prayed that His love would be enlarged and inflamed for souls perishing in sin. Oh, that we might not see, as it were, people as trees merely walking. But, oh God, may we see them as souls perishing without hope, without a Savior. Help us to do all we can, oh God, to lead them to the Savior's side. Lord, the hymn writer also spoke about His talents, His gifts, His graces that Thou had given to him to be surrendered up to the Lord. And, oh God, our prayer is for each and every one of us, our lives, those gifts, those talents that Thou hast given to us, that we might surrender them up to the Lord and yield them to Thee to take and to use as Thou would see fit, we pray. Remember all in our congregation today, for any not saved, know that today they might come to Christ and become a member of the Church of Christ and be ready for heaven and then live for Thee until Christ comes or calls them home to glory. Bless Your servant who brought Thy word. Bless his ministry in Larne. Bless his ministry in the mission board and use them there for Your honor and glory. And bless them, we ask of Thee. Here in heaven, Thy dwelling place, take us now to our homes in safety. Bless us throughout this Thy day. Return us again in Thy will this evening, we pray. For we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen. Amen.